I have, as I mentioned, on our exclusive WCAU newsmaker line, a young man who has laid the groundwork for what just may prove to be a great victory in this never-ending war between the sexes. His name is Mark France, and yesterday he announced his candidacy for the exalted role of Queen of the Temple University Homecoming Dance. Well, when I heard that, I thought to myself, a man capable of this kind of creative thinking is somebody I've got to talk to. So he's on our newsmaker line. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, Dom.
Mark, you are, I'm happy to say, striking a blow for male freedom and equality, right?
Right.
If women can try to be umpires and state troopers and park police, men can try to be queens, right?
I think so.
Well, all right. You uttered a ringing campaign slogan, and I would like you to repeat it for our listeners this evening.
Okay, this venture, I feel, is one small step for man and a large leap forward for masculinity.
Splendid. One step forward for man and a large leap forward for masculinity. Well, Mark, if you, see, this is good. This is an elective office, right?
Well, yes.
Uh-huh. If you do become queen, what kind of, shall we say, costume do you plan to wear?
Well, I've had some, really odd and different suggestions for costumes. Someone suggested that I wear a green pixie suit. And someone else thought I should wear a gold lace dress. But what I'll be wearing is a fairly conservative suit or a double-breasted jacket. I haven't decided yet.
And you'll be attended by a court of females, I dare say?
Yes, I think I'll have my runners-up and my escort.
That'll be a nice fringe benefit.
Oh, yes.
Do you expect to get many female votes, Mark?
Yes, I think I have gotten a lot of female votes. A lot of girls that aren't associated with the sororities on the Temple campus resent the sororities practically taking over in these contests. Usually the fraternities or the sororities sponsor a girl,
and
she's the one that usually wins.
Uh-huh.
But the independent girls on campus usually have no way of being nominated, no one behind them, no organization, and I feel they resent it. Many have told me they resent it.
You envision a sort of confrontation between the roundheads and the cavaliers, so to speak, huh?
Yeah, that's basically what's happening. Yeah.
And, of course, they have the former have the more votes, the non-fraternity and non-sorority students.
They have the most votes, but they have been, in the history of Temple University, the least active. So that's the our main goal is to get them out to the polls.
Well, I was going to ask you, Mark, but maybe you've already answered my question, but it seems to me that if you succeed in this venture, you will have really demonstrated the equality of the sexes, and if you do that, I was thinking, do you plan to apply for membership in any sorority? On a purely social basis, of course.
Well, at this point, I haven't, but that's an interesting suggestion. That might be one of our next goals.
I mean, they might have a hard time turning you down on the basis of sex.
Well, I might have a little trouble pledging.
Well, isn't there a girl who has been pledged to a sorority in somewhere? I just remember reading about that.
I think in the University of Michigan they were pledging a girl in a fraternity.
Yeah.
They're making a few co-ed fraternities out there.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that there are any on Temple right now.
When is this election coming up? When is the homecoming scheduled?
Well, today was the first day of the voting,
and
tomorrow is the final day. The winner should be announced late Friday or Monday. And the presentation will be made at the halftime of the Temple Hofstra game. I think that's Saturday, October 18th.
And you'll be suitably bedecked if you do win, of course.
Well,
now, your activity in this regard indicates to me that you are aware of the problem that confronts men everywhere, is how to keep women from becoming any more pushy than they are already and taking over more masculine prerogatives than they have already done. Do you have any thoughts on this at all?
Well, Dom, that's a great paradox today. Women, I don't think they really know what they want. They seem to want complete equality in business and enterprise and everything else, and yet they expect the courtesies befitting women over and above the, you know, equal treatment. In other words, if I'm in a subway and every seat is filled and a lady is standing up right beside me, I am expected to stand up and give her my seat. To me, that is more than equality. And either we have equality or we don't. I'm not against the equality. I just think that they're trying to get it from both ends.
I am frankly worried myself at the rising tide of chutzpah among women who are insidiously taking over or trying to exclusively masculine jobs, like, for example, Major League Baseball umpires. An Alaskan state trooper is another one. There was a girl who wanted to be a mounted policeman in Fairmount Park this summer because she could ride and shoot as well as any man, she said. Do you think that this is as much a danger as I feel it is?
I think it is, and Dom, that's basically what we're trying to bring out. People didn't really react to such things before, but I think they're going to react more to what I'm doing, because it seems to be I'm doing the same thing on the other side, and it's more of an oddity because men haven't been trying to do this before, haven't been trying to get involved in purely female jobs before.
But,
so I think it'll exaggerate that point more.
You don't feel at all uneasy in this role, do you? I mean, if anybody laughs at you or sneers at you, did somebody suggest that you just hit them with your purse or something like that?
Well, I've gotten some very interesting suggestions, but I won't go into them right now.
No, probably just as well. Listen,
well,
Mark, I would take it as a great favor if you would report to us Friday night when you know when the vote comes out, what the final vote turns out to be, so that we can either commiserate with you in defeat or, more hopefully, exult with you in victory.
Well, I'd like to make a prediction.
What's that?
Right now, from my poll watchers, I've gotten a fairly conservative estimate that I am bringing in 80% of the vote.
80%.
Yes, and my campaign managers, Rich Arfin and Joe Rogelsky, have they just received a concession from one of the sorority girls.
Beautiful.
So I think that I really think that we're going to win this one.
Yeah, listen, all we can do is look forward then to one step forward for man and one giant step forward for masculinity.
Right, Tom.
Good luck, Mark.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Mark France of Temple University. Undoubtedly, the next homecoming queen of Temple University.